Yeah, so getting back to what we probably could call the Operation Z for the unbeliever or mechanics of salvation.
我们现在来谈的是呢，为信者圣灵所做的救赎的机制，也是所谓给为信者的 Z 行动。
At the top left of the Z, you have the gospel.
在这个 Z 的最左方，最上面的左方，好，是有福音。
That can be given as a spoken message, or somebody could be reading the gospel.
这样的这个福音呢，可能是因为口述而给的，或者是有人看到了一个福音的文字。
But it has to be the truth of the gospel message. It can't be what we would sometimes call a fuzzy gospel, which means a gospel message with things added to it.
而这样子的福音呢，必须是一个真实完整的福音，而不能够是那种所谓模糊的，哈，是被加了很多其他的语言文字的福音。
See, my pastor would call it a fuzzy gospel is when people are not giving a clear message.
Tim 的牧师就把这种称之为所谓模糊的福音，也就是说呢，这种福音呢，它不够清楚，它不是一个非常清晰的福音。
See what I just did here, and you see this on screen sometimes. If some people need glasses or something, you take your glasses off and everything goes fuzzy, it's not clear.
我画的他写的这个 fuzzy 啊，就好像你现在看到的那样子，就是如果你没有戴眼镜，你看到的这个字啊，是整个是模糊的，有很多好像散开来的一些讯息。
Because things have been added.
因为那些都是被多加进去的讯息。
Last week I gave the example that if a pastor is giving a message or an evangelist giving a message, he could use John 3:16 and Acts 16:31. They're very clear gospel messages.
好，就像我上个礼拜有举例啊，比如说约翰福音里面的3章16节，或者是使徒行传的6章31节，这两个都是其实是非常清晰明确的福音。
And there's a lot of other verses in scripture that you can use to present the gospel.
那但是也有很多很多的其他的在圣经里的经句，也是可以被用来当做福音的。
If you have a look on the ivydoctrine.net website, we do have a Bible tract called Did You Ever Wonder? And that's about as clear a message that we could put together.
如果呢，你们有机会在那个 ivydoctrine.org 的那个网站上，你会看到一个 tract， 他说你是否曾经想到过
？Okay, and in Max Klein, there's a link to Max Klein's site. Here's a gospel message called The Really Good News.
然后另外一位牧师 Max Klein， 他也有一个那真正好的讯息，这些都是非常清楚的福音金句。
Now we say the really good news because good news is the gospel message. That's what the word gospel actually means. Good message.
因为福音 gospel 这个字呢，它其实就是讲的就是好消息，就是 good news.
Okay, gospel is an old English word.
福音 gospel 这个原文呢，其实是一个很老式的德国的一个字。
But actually, the word found in the Bible is euangelion. And it's the same thing. Whenever you see the word translated into English or Chinese as gospel, the word in Greek is euangelion. It literally means good message or good news.
在原文的这个任何我们看到福音的希腊文原文里面呢，其实它用的这个字就是 good message， 就是好的讯息，也就是好的消息。
And the gospel message, when presented properly, it is good news.
所以呢，一个被好好的去呈现的一个福音的方式呢，它其实就是一个好消息。
Because all you need to do is believe that Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sins.
因为你只是需要相信了耶稣基督啊，接受了你的罪，而也替代你受到了惩罚。
And if you believe that after he died, he came back to life again. That's really the gospel message. And if you believe that, you have eternal life.
而他呢，耶稣基督呢，也在受了罪之后，他死而复生。这两个 message 就是全部啊，我们需要相信的，而你就得救。
But some evangelists give a fuzzy message, and they say, "Well, you have to stop your sins first."
但是很多一些模糊的这个福音会说你必须要停止你的罪。
See, now they're adding to the gospel message.
那就是被加上去的福音了。
Or they're saying you have to go to church.
或者是说你应该要去教会。
Or you have to make promises to God that you're going to become a good person.
或者是你应该要向上帝允诺说你会承诺说你会变成一个好人。
See, this is the fuzzy gospel because they're adding to the true gospel message.
这些都是所谓的模糊的福音，因为就是被加上了很多的加油添醋后的福音。
The other day I gave the example from Revelations 3:20.
那一天前几天我曾经给过一节经句，就是启示录的三章二十节。
And remember that passage is being written to believers. It's a passage for believers, not for the unbelievers.
对不起，启示录呢，真正是给信徒们读的，而不是给还不相信的人。
And that was specifically written to the church at Laodicea. Laodicea is the name of the church in Turkey.
当时呢，约翰是写给老底嘉教会的人所读的。
Remember Jesus, he said, I'm standing at your door and I'm knocking.
就里面写到说，耶稣站在你的门口，正在敲你的门。
Now this is the warning discipline. This is the first of three stages of discipline for the believer.
这个呢，其实是一个管教，这是神对信徒的三阶段的管教之一。
Okay, and a lot of pastors and evangelists they use that to they twist that verse around and they say this is Jesus, he wants to come into your heart.
但是很多的牧师们就用这一句话来说，这是耶稣基督想要进到你的心里。
And if you invite Jesus into your heart, that means you're saved.
而你如果能够开放你的心，让耶稣进来，你就得救。
And so people they say, Jesus come into my heart.
所以大家就这样子宣告说，耶稣基督来到我心中了。
And they think because they did that, they're saved.
他们就以为这样，他宣誓之后，宣告之后呢，他就得救了。
Now they can have an emotional experience from that.
他们可能会甚至有非常激动的一些感觉。
They can think now I'm close to God and now I can go to heaven.
他甚至会觉得说啊，我这样就跟神更近了，我就会去天堂了。
And they could even think they're Christians now.
他们甚至以为他们就成为了基督徒。
But the fact of the gospel is, did they believe that Jesus took the punishment for their sins?
但是重点是，福音教导的是说，到底你有没有相信耶稣基督为你承受你所有的罪？
And do they believe that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead?
而且你相不相信耶稣基督他从死里复活？
Because even if you did that, you put your hand on your heart, and maybe you go to church and you can pretend that you're a Christian for the rest of your life. But if you don't believe that gospel message, you're not saved.
所以呢，也许呢，你以为说，哦，我邀请了耶稣进入我心里，所以我每个礼拜也都去教会。但实际上，你如果没有相信另外那两件事情，你是不可能得救的。
There are a lot of Christians, people that have believed in Jesus Christ, and they did the hand on the heart thing, and they're saved. But it's because they believed in Jesus, not because they put their hand on the heart.
所以呢，有很多人他把手放在心上，然后他是在得救的状况，不是因为上帝敲了他的心门，而是因为他相信了另外两件事。
Just to give you an example, when I used to go to my church in Chiang Mai, I remember one time a woman from the church had brought her sister along to the church. And she said her sister wants to come to church because she wants to believe in Jesus Christ.
我有一个例子啊，就是她在很多年前在清迈呢，有一个女性的信徒带着她的姐姐来到她的姐妹来到了教会，因为她说她的姐妹想要相信耶稣基督。
Isn't that an interesting thing to say? She wants to believe in Jesus Christ.
你不觉得这是一句很有趣的话吗？她说她想要相信耶稣基督。
Do we really have to want to believe in Jesus Christ, or do we just believe in Jesus Christ?
因为你可以说你想要相信耶稣基督，还是说你就相信耶稣基督了呢？
Yeah, the fact is, you either believe or you don't.
这就是你要一则就是相信，要不然就是不信。
Maybe if the sister had said she wants to be saved and she's come to church, well then you know this, you know, maybe she wants to hear the gospel message.
但是她的这个姐妹应该，这个带她来的姐妹应该是说她的姐妹想要得到救赎。 所以她可能想要听福音。
But it's quite possible her sister had heard that here is this Jesus man, and he's taken the punishment for the sins of the world, and if you believe in him, you have eternal life. And she's actually believed that already. It's possible this woman's sister heard the message about Jesus Christ,
already.
And because she believed, and now she wants to come to church.
但是有可能就是说她的这位姐妹她其实已经听说了耶稣基督为了全世界的人而承受了她的罪而且回从死里复活她也许已经听过这样子一个福音所以她相信了所以因此她想要来听更多的更了解
In other words, she'd heard the gospel message already.
所以她已经听过福音了
But maybe not very clearly, but you know, the Holy Spirit had made the message clear to her.
也许她听到的时候她还不是那么的清晰但是圣灵在帮助她教导她让她这个讯息在她的脑中更为清晰
So even in her own mind, she really wasn't quite clear what she believed, but already she was saved because of common grace, because of what the Holy Spirit had done.
也许在她脑中她觉得她不太清楚她相信了什么但其实她已经相信了而且她也就得救了因为她就是经由圣灵教导她得到了这个普遍的恩典
Yeah, it's like myself, I told you about how I was saved while I was riding on my motorbike.
就像我曾经提过我被救的那一刻我其实是正在骑摩托车
yeah, Because it was the first time in my life that I really felt convicted in my soul or convinced, I guess, that I believed in Jesus Christ and my Savior and because of that, I was going to heaven.
因为在那一刻是我人生中第一次我真正相信呢耶稣基督他是救赎了我而我未来一定会去天堂
But it wasn't until later on even after I started learning Bible doctrine that I understood the gospel message clearly and then in hindsight which means looking back I could say that was the time that I was saved
而我是到了很多年后一直不断的研习上帝的话语经句等等我才真正的了解说哦，我回顾过去当我在那一刻骑在摩托车上的那一刻就是我得救的那一刻
And yourselves you should probably you, know, you can have a think about the time that you really were savedAnd if you think about it, there's probably a moment, some of you can't recall because there were so many things going on, but maybe you can recall a specific time where you said in your soul, I believe in Christ as my Savior.
所以对于我们每一个基督徒来讲，你可以都可以回想一下，你真正得救的那一刻到底是什么。
You can't say it was the time when you were baptized in water, or the time you stood at the front of the church or something. There's going to be something that preceded that. Maybe it came before, or maybe it came after, but salvation is based on your decision, not what you're doing.
这个被救的那一刻哈，它是一个决定，而不是你做了什么。所以你不要以为说，哎，当你受洗的那一刻，就真的就是那一刻你得救了。很可能是之前，或者是之后。是你真正相信决定要相信的那一刻
See, believing in Jesus Christ is you making a decision
所以相信耶稣基督是其实是你下了一个决定
Do you believe or not?
你相信或不相信
And before you became a believer means you didn't believe and then so there has to be a time there's a moment in time where you made that decision and you said now I believe that's your moment of salvation
所以从你不信到相信那一定有一刻那那一刻是你下了那个决定，你相信，从那一刻起你成为基督徒。
Now you can see on this chart, operation the Z here at the top, you have the positive volition here at the top, and you have positive volition here at the bottom.
而这个 Z 的上面那一根一水平线跟下面的水平线都有一个所谓的正念的一个意愿，一个意志。
Okay, and you'll see me write sometimes on the board, and I'll put it here now as well, so you understand. In simple terms, we can just use a V as a symbol, plus V, and that's positive volition.
我们用这个 V 呢，能来代表这个意志哈，我们意愿。所以呢，你的 V 加就是你的一个正面的一个意愿。
Remember when God creates all human beings, and this is for the angels, and we'll see with the Nephilim, the fallen ones as well, they all have a soul, and part of the soul is the volition.
而我们一再的提，就是每一个人，甚至天使，甚至堕落的天使，甚至那些天使跟人合身的那个混种，他们都是， Nephilim 哈，就是 Nephilim 就是混种哈，天使跟人的混种叫 Nephilim。这些我们都是有一样的魂，这个魂里面都有一个所谓自由意志。
The reason I want you to use the word Nephilim is if people get used to hearing it, then they'll understand.
我们现在开始都用 Nephilim 这个字了，这样的话我们会习惯这个字，而就更理解，就不用再去解释。
Yeah, Nephilim is not an English word.
Nephilim 不是英文字哦。
It's a Hebrew word.
它是一个希伯来文。
And if I had to learn the Hebrew word, then you can learn it too.
如果我听啊，可以学希伯来文，我们也可以学希伯来文。
Okay, and it's easy to say Nephilim than like was it 混血？
混血，就是因为说 Nephilim 比要讲说什么天使跟人的混血要容易的多了。
Okay, so we all have volition, and within the volition, you can choose positive or you can choose negative.
所以呢，对于这个意志，你是可以选择正的，就是正向的。或者是负向的顺服的或负的。
Someone asks you, "Would you like a cup of coffee?" Yeah, and you can go positive or you can go negative.
就像人家请你喝，说你要不要喝一杯咖啡啊？你可以说喝就是正的，
okay.
不喝就是负的。
So this volition has applications in every part of life.
所以呢，这个所谓意志的正负啊，它其实是一个很重要的一个运用，在我们生活生命的任何一个时刻都要有这个运用。
We make hundreds of decisions every day.
因为我们每天都是上百个决定。
And in a lifetime, you probably make a billion different decisions.
在我们的人生里面，我们可能几十亿、几百亿的各种决定，我们都在下。
And most decisions are inconsequential, means they don't have long-lasting results.
有很多的决定哦，它都是暂时性的，它没有一个所谓长期性的影响。
Then some decisions have longer term effects.
但是有一些事情呢，你这个决定下去了以后，对你的后面一生影响很大。
Regarding your education or your career, perhaps.
就像你对你的教育或者是你的事业的决定。
And in getting married and having kids, you know, these are big decisions.
然后结婚要不要孩子，这些都是很大的一些决定。
But the most important decision you can ever make is the one that has eternal consequences.
而最重要的一个决定呢，就是当你下了这个，会有所谓的永生性的这个连锁反应。
That's just the principle, really. The longer the consequences are of a decision, the more important that decision is.
而任何一个决定它如果后续影响的后果越深越，那么这就是越重要的决定。
And there is nothing more long term than eternal life.
但是没有任何事情比一个所谓的永生更重要。
And this decision that you make about Jesus Christ to accept or reject determines, are you going to be forever in heaven or forever in the lake of fire?
而所谓的永生的决定，就是你相不相信耶稣基督，会影响到你将来是不是要去天堂。
It's just one decision you have to make.
这是一个你非下不可的决定。
Okay, and the Holy Spirit is giving you the correct information in order that you can make that decision.
而圣灵正在给你正确的讯息，让你能够下这个决定。
So just to get quickly through this now. Positive volition at common grace. Now this means you're willing to give the gospel a hearing. You show positive volition to hear the gospel.
所以呢，当我们在上面的那条横线上面有一个普遍的这个恩典，这个恩典是什么呢？就是你愿意去听进去这个福音。
Okay, because if you're not willing to hear the gospel message, no matter how hard God will try, no matter how many people who bring into your periphery and, you know, to come to you and try to give you the gospel, if you reject them, you can't hear the gospel.
因为如果有你是用负面的意愿的话，就算多少人走到你面前来要提供你这个福音，你都不愿意听进去，所以你就是不会有啊。
Yeah, so this is the first step with the positive volition. You have to want to hear the message.
所以这是一个第一个你必须要有的正向的意愿，你必须要听，愿意听进去这个福音。
And that's one main reason why there's so much suffering in the world, or why God allows suffering, is so that people will turn to Him.
这就是为什么神呢，有的时候他真的是会让很多人受苦，因为世上看到这么多苦难，是因为他真的希望你能够听进福音。
Because as long as people can solve their own problems, you know, through their own money, through their own mentality, through their own good health, then they don't need God.
因为当人呢，你可以靠你的自己的能力，你自己的金钱，你的身体，好的身体，你都可以靠你自己的时候，你根本不会理神的。
But if there's a pandemic, like this disease going around the world, and people are dying around you, and you're losing your jobs, and now you know you can't trust the government, who are you going to turn to? Where are you going to put your faith?
而当你真就像现在的这个病毒，全部的都是失去控制的，你甚至不能相信你的政府。你请问你要把你的信心放在谁的身上？
And it can happen on like a global level, or sometimes it's just personal problems in your own life, which God is forcing you to consider eternal life. He's forcing you to consider God's plan of salvation.
那刚刚讲的是那种全球性的问题，那也有时候呢，他会给你一些个人性的问题，好让来迫使你哦去思考，你到底要不要去接受这样一个永生的一个状态。
There was some famous, I think it was a poet or a philosopher, and he said that regarding World War I or World War II, I think it is, he said, in foxholes, there are no atheists. And a foxhole, I'll just bring up back the screen again. If you see these movies from war and there's been a big bomb blast going off, and this is a battlefield, and where the bombs have gone off, there's big holes in the ground on the battlefield.
他现在要讲有一位思想家哈，他曾经讲过经由这个一次世界大战跟二次世界大战哈，他说在这种战场上到处都有一个一个的这种 foxhole， 就是狐狸洞，但实际上这是炸弹造成的 the bomb，
yeah, that's right, yeah.
这些就是所谓狐狸洞，那其实是一个一个炸弹炸的坑呢。
And when soldiers have to try to cross the battlefield, they crawl into the foxholes for extra protection from other bombs and from guns.
而这个军人们呢，在战场上的时候，他常常会躲进这个已经被前面的炸弹炸过的坑里头，来躲避被暴露在敌方的这个眼前。
It provides a place of a little bit of a hiding place from the enemy fire.
所以它这样的这些洞其实变成了它一个天然的可以躲避敌人的炮火的一些保障的地方。
And this man said, in the foxholes there are no atheists. An atheist is someone who doesn't believe in God.
这个思想家讲的非常有意思，就是说在狐狸洞里也就是炮弹的这个洞里哈，躲着的没有一个是不相信神的，那边是没有一个无神论者在狐狸洞里。
See, a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God."
就是因为很多人会说，哎，我是无神论者，我不相信神。
We came from evolution, and this God, he's just some made up person.
这些无神论者就认为哈，我们都是这个进化论。的产物，然后那些所谓的上帝都是被人家这个用神话里的事的人物。
But if you're in a foxhole, it means you're very close to death.
而当你在一个所谓炮弹坑里面的人，其实代表你是非常非常靠近死亡。
But the next bomb that drops, it could drop on top of you and you're dead.
下一个战争下来，这下一个炮弹。掉下来的时候，就可能掉在同一个位置的时候，你就死了。
And so these atheists now they become theists. Now they believe in God. God, if you exist, please help me.
所以这些原来无神论者，他们躲在那个坑里的时候，他只能够求神救他。所以他就从无神论者变成有神了。
Okay, or look at it in another way. In times of pressure, when people are close to death or they're in a situation that there's no way out for them, they will turn to God.
所以这就在讲什么？当这个压力下来，任何一个人他无处可逃，在无处可逃的压力下，他只好信神。
And that's why we need to look at suffering as being a blessing.
所以我们要了解这种苦难其实是一个祝福。
Because suffering gets people closer to God.
因为苦难让人更接近上帝。
Now, it can actually turn people against God, even believers. You know, they can be very bitter towards God in times of suffering, but that's up to your volition.
但是呢，也有人呢，在这种苦难下呢，他变得更苦毒的，变得很恨神。所以这个决定是什么？是在于你到底意志要走正的还是负的。
Yeah, but God knows the best way to get somebody to listen to the gospel, and He knows the best time and the best place to do that.
神呢，其实给的是一个在最好的时间、最好的地点，给你一个最好的讯息。
The Holy Spirit knows those exact same details.
而圣灵呢，他最了解所有的细节。
It's quite possible that somebody could give the gospel message to somebody, maybe a friend or a family member today, and then that gospel message, maybe it's a Bible tract, and the person doesn't want to hear it, I'm not interested, and sticks it maybe in a box or in a drawer at home. And then 10 years later, just at the right time and the right circumstances, God can bring that person to read the tract and that person can be saved.
也许你有一个人一个基督徒，他给了他的朋友或家人一个这个福音的单张，然后呢，他的家人朋友拿到了却没有读，就被摆在家里某一个角落。十年后不小心，他打开来了，看到了，他有感觉了。
Yeah, God's timing is perfect.
所以神他的时间点永远是完美的。
And for us, just because you give the gospel to somebody today.And they don't believe, they might even reject you, they might even hate you for it. But you've done the Lord's work.
所以你如果给了一个人福音，他也许不相信，然后他甚至不开心，他甚至很讨厌你，但是你做了神要你做的事。
At the right time, the gospel message will be brought into that person's consciousness where he can think about that and make a decision.
所以当神觉得时间到的时候，那个圣灵他就会带进这个人的脑里，让他在他的意志所在之处，给了他一个机会去相信这件事。
Now here at the top right of the arrow, we have Holy Spirit acts as a human spirit.
所以呢，在最上面的右边呢，就会有圣灵啊，他会让这个会在我们的人的灵里面作用。
Remember in 1 Corinthians 2:14, we saw the verse that spiritual information is foolishness to the unbeliever.
记得哥林多前书二章十四节里面讲到说，所有的灵性的这些资讯啊，对于不相信的人来讲，都是变得很愚蠢。
And the reason is they don't have a human spirit.
因为他们没有人的灵。
And we need a human spirit to understand the plan of God.
我们是需要有人的灵才能够理解上帝的计划。
Because it's spiritual information.
因为它是属于灵性的资讯。
So what the Holy Spirit does is He acts as that human spirit in order that we can understand that information. It's like a temporary ministry.
所以呢，圣灵它其实呢，它是能够把人的灵带起来的。它其实是一个好像暂时性的一个事工。
One thing I need to explain at this point though is that this human spirit that we get as believers, that's one of the 40 things at salvation.
我们必须要先讲哦，在这个所谓救赎的四十件礼物中，人的灵是其中的一个上帝给信徒的礼物。
Okay, so the unbeliever, he does not have a human spirit. We get that when we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，人一个如果他不信神的话，他不信耶稣基督的话，他是不会得到人的灵的。
But what you have to understand is the human spirit does not give eternal life. That the human spirit is not related to eternal life. The human spirit is relating to understanding God's plan.
Okay.这个人的灵呢，它与我们的永生是无关的。它的人的灵的目的是要让我们可以理解，人可以理解神的计划。
Yeah, and those 40 assets that you get, the 40 things, many of those things are related to your spiritual life, but they're not related to salvation.
我们这四十个这个礼物啊，它其实大部分呢是跟我们的属灵生命的成长有关，它并不是为了你最终的救赎。
For example, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you become an ambassador for Jesus Christ. That's not relating to salvation.
比如说，当你相信了耶稣基督，你就成为耶稣基督的一个大使。而这件你成为耶稣基督的大使，跟你自己得到救赎其实没什么关系。
Yeah, you become a priest in the royal family of God. That's not relating to salvation either.
而你成为了一个在皇家，就上帝的皇家里的一个大祭司，皇家的成员， 或的一个大祭司，你成为皇家成员，也成为一个大祭司，但是这也跟你的救赎、永生的救赎无关。
What you need for salvation, for example, is God's perfect righteousness.
而你的救赎真正的是来自于神的这公义。
Plus R.
也就是正的 R.
Okay. What you also need is eternal life to be able to spend eternity in heaven. If you don't have eternal life, you can't live forever. So one of the 40 things is eternal life.
而另外一个40个礼物中的一个呢，就是永生。因为你如果没有办法永生，你就不会。
Well, you can't live with God forever, you'll die, right?
你无法永生的跟随神。
Yeah, this is relating to the eternal life of the soul in heaven.
这是有关你的永生，你的魂的永生与天堂的关系。
Okay, remember John 3:16. For God loved the world so much, he gave his son, for all those who believe in him would never perish, but have eternal life. They have eternal life. God gives them eternal life.
而是在约翰福音三章十六节里面讲到，就是你会得到永生。
Yeah, okay, that's all right. So, but yeah, you should all know John 3:16. God gives you eternal life. That's one of the 40 things.
重点就是你，当你相信神，当你相信耶稣基督，你一定会得永生。
Now, you don't need a human spirit for eternal life.
但你得永生，并不是需要有人的灵才能得永生。
But while we're on the earth, we're not in the presence of God, we need that human spirit to understand the spiritual information.
但当我们是在世界上的时候，我们是需要人的灵来了解所有的灵性的资讯。
Okay, so we can assume, for example, angels, they don't have a spirit. They don't need a spirit. Angels, they have a soul, but they don't have a spirit.
哦，但是很重要哦，天使是没有灵的哦，他们只有魂。
Now, angels sometimes are called spirits, so it's like they are spirits, but that's just another name for the angels. But they don't have spirits.
虽然我们说这个，有一些人会认为天使就是灵，好，但是那是我们对他的称谓，并不代表他有灵哦。
Okay, now we're going to have to stop again for another 10-minute break, and we'll see you back at 3:15.
好，我们3:13再回来。